Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christy Campbell's here, too. Christy's a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust. She's the director of marketing at an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, our good friends over at Manta, M-A-N-T-A, Manta.com. Christy Campbell, welcome back.
Hi, Manta. Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, Christy. Thanks for being part of our day. And you guys, one of the things I like about, of course, I like a lot of things you guys do, but one of the things you guys have been doing a good job of lately is polling your own audience, the folks who use Manta to help them get business, to help them grow their business impression online. You reach out to them and ask them questions about how things are going. And one of the things you did lately is you asked them what they thought about the healthcare landscape. What did they tell you?
We did. We actually polled about 1,000 small business owners about their feelings on quite a few issues, including healthcare. And really, it was interesting to find that they don't feel the reform has been helpful. More than half, 53%, say that it has not impacted their business.
Yeah. You mean it's not impacted their business at all or in a positive way?
Meaning specifically the new Patient Protection and Affordable Care Health Act that was put in place.
Right.
They're just not seeing an impact. 53% say they're not taking advantage of it at all.
Right, right. Well, of course,
one in three don't even understand what it is. So.
That's the problem. And the interesting thing about the healthcare bill, which most people, even the Obama White House, they're calling it Obamacare now, so it's a handier name. Most people, for one thing, most of the elements of the law that would benefit people, if there are any, haven't even come into play yet. They haven't even started
right.
yet. But it seems that it's not an easy act. It's not an easy law to understand, is it? It's pretty complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a lot, especially for a small business owner who's really, really busy every day running their business to go and try to figure out how this is going to help them and help them grow their business, which is what they're looking to do.
We polled our audience a couple of weeks ago, Christy, about what they thought about the bill, the law, and we just asked them, where do you stand? We just said simply, where do you stand on this bill as a small business owner? And 13% said they liked it. 10% were undecided, and 12% were undecided, and 78%, I think it was, said that they thought the law should be repealed.
Wow.
Now, some of those people just don't like it because they don't like Mr. Obama, but I think a lot of those people don't like it because they're afraid of it.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they're just not sure, right? We're seeing that 22% are saying they're not sure how it has affected their business, if at all, and 14% are saying that it already has negatively impacted their business. So
huh.
I think there's a lot, you're right, there's a lot of uncertainty about a lot of these issues.
Well, and this is part of something that you and I both are concerned about, and that's job growth. If you're uncertain about what your future employee costs are going to be, because you don't know what something like this Affordable Care Act is going to do to how much it's going to cost you, you're going to be reluctant to hire more people with you.
Definitely.
Because go ahead.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're seeing. I mean, that's another big issue that we found is that business owners just aren't hiring. 80% said they haven't hired a single employee yet this year, and that's really down from what we were hearing last year. 57% say that they were planning to hire. So you're right. Uncertainty is just a huge cloud over what they're looking at for growth.
Well, and the structure of the Obamacare bill, Christy, is another issue, because if you have 50 or more employees, you're going to come under the employer mandate, which is different from the individual mandate. The employer mandate
right.
means you've got to pay a fine of $2,000 per employee if you don't have the health care. But if you have below 50, if you have 49 or less, you don't have to, you don't come under that mandate, and you actually can get tax credits. But they phase out as you hire another employee or as you raise their incomes. Those tax credits phase out. So the credits actually work against you giving your people raises or hiring more people.
Right, right. And I think the part of that that is a benefit, I think most people don't, especially the very small companies, don't know that there's pieces that, that could be to their advantage.
Right. And so whether this law turns out to be a good thing or not, right now it's kind of a headwind, isn't it, Christy?
I agree.
It's making people blink and say, I'm not sure I want to. And folks, this is not good for our recovery. Tony Till, we're going to talk some more about other findings that the Manta survey had on why small business owners are doing what they do.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.